If you think this vaccine is only a problem for African American kids like me, you're wrong.
There's an even bigger problem, one that puts all kids at risk, and it's called isolated autism.
When the CDC researchers set out to do the study, they asked themselves the question, if early MMR vaccine causes autism, in which children would we be most likely to find this effect? Their answer is children with no developmental concerns for the first year of life, children who were perfectly healthy until they received their MMR vaccine. They called this group isolated autism. Now, this does not refer to an isolated case of autism or an isolated group with autism. They isolated autism out. These were children who had no comorbid conditions apart from their autism. No cerebral palsy, no mental retardation, no visual or hearing impairment, no epilepsy, and no birth defects. This risk group includes essentially every healthy child in the world.
I actually think the most interesting results are the elevated ones for the isolated, ones that don't have other comorbid conditions. The effect is where you would think it would happen.
In isolated autism, he saw a very, very strong effect specific to those kids that got the MMR on time. When Bill Thompson ran those numbers, he saw an astronomical effect. Some of the numbers were actually the relative risks were as high as 7 or 8 times higher with these kids that were diagnosed with just isolated autism, no other diagnosis, versus those controls.
Isolated autism is confusing because it sounds small, but it really is a big problem. Because all healthy children, no matter what race, are at risk. For example, my sister's 18 months old, and she's supposed to get her MMR shot right now. But if she does, she's 7 times more likely to get autism than if my parents wait until after 3 years old. So I hope my parents don't do it.
Here's what's really scary. When we look at isolated autism, we see that there's up to 7-fold increase in the incidence of autism between those that received the vaccine between 12 and 18 months versus those that got it after 3 years old. But let's be perfectly clear. Every child in this study had received the MMR vaccine. What would the numbers be if you compared children who got the vaccine between 12 and 18 months versus children that never got the vaccine at all? This is often referred to as the vax versus unvax study. And the CDC refuses to do this study, even though every drug that we take has been through this exact study. There's a group who take the drug, and then they compare it with a group that do not take the drug, and they see, are there more side effects and complications with the group that takes the drug? So why does the CDC refuse to do the vax versus unvax study? Probably because when we look at the results of this study, we realize that the risk would be astronomical and is likely to be one of the major reasons we're seeing this skyrocketing increase of autism worldwide.
I wonder if the CDC has conducted or facilitated a study comparing vaccinated children with unvaccinated children yet. Have you done that?
We have actually done a number of studies looking at the relationship between thimerosal vaccines and autism and other developmental disabilities.
The lies from the CDC were still the same. The difference now is we had William Thompson.
Vaccines and their components did not increase the risk for autism.
My time's very limited here. So clearly, definitely, unequivocally, you have studied vaccinated versus unvaccinated.
We have not studied vaccinated versus unvaccinated.
Stop there. That was the meaning of my question. You wasted 2 minutes of my time.
He needs to be deposed in front of a committee in Congress. And Julie Gerberding has to be brought in and deposed. Because this is a very, very, very disturbing revelation for this researcher to come forward and be saying now that they were indeed deliberately concealing critical information about an MMR autism link, horrible, horrible development.
Deviation from an analysis plan, omission of crucial data, destruction of documents, obstruction of justice, misleading the Congress, grievous harm to innocent children.
Wow. Really? After everything that had happened, everything we'd all been through, everything that the families had suffered for the last 15 years, and the CDC had known all along there was this MMR autism risk. William Thompson is the first insider in the history of the world to come forward from the Immunization Safety Office of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and say, we have known for 13 years that there's a causal association between the MMR vaccine used in America and autism in children, and we have covered it up. We have lied. We have committed scientific fraud, in effect. And they have recklessly and knowingly put millions of children in harm's way to protect what? Their friends in industry? Their the public confidence in them? How is that going to look when this all comes out as it will? And Thompson lived with this for 13 years. He actually, at the time, questioned the decision to cover this up. He questioned the decision to destroy documents. He questioned the decision to hide from the Institute of Medicine and Congress the fact that they had found this uncomfortable association between vaccines and autism. But he was silenced, and he went along with it. But his conscience got the better of him, and 13 years later, he came forward to a friend and colleague, Dr. Brian Hooker, father of an autistic child, vaccine-damaged child, and said, we have known for 13 years that these vaccines, this vaccine is causing autism.
And I saw the data and I saw the proof. I saw when we have a whistleblower from our most important health agency, Dr. William Thompson, when I saw what he was saying in 4 hours of recorded interviews, and then not just making these statements, but backing it up with, you know, 10,000 documents, including internal emails and, you know, data charts, I just sat there staring at it thinking, oh my God, this is the biggest story of my lifetime. This is the greatest medical fraud in the history of the world. One of our top scientists at the most important scientific health agency in the world, the CDC, the leader of all health in the world, this scientist has come forward and given us proof that they've committed fraud. They've hidden the fact that one of these vaccines causes and can cause, you know, be causally related to autism. I mean, that's a shocking discovery. And so if they're lying about that, what else are they lying about?
What you're dealing with here are people who have sworn to protect the health of the children of this country. It's not just that they're neutral on this, they have actually undertaken, as part of their professional and moral obligation, as part of the CDC, to be responsible for the protection of the health of the children of this country, and quite the opposite. Quite the opposite, they are deliberately, knowingly, and recklessly putting them at risk of a major, lifelong, debilitating disease.